Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your future lay out there in the bullpen.
This is the bullpen.
Squad, bullpen, now.
Who let those guys up here?
Well, 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 how the turntables.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Who win it now?
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 is the bullpen out here in Angleton. If you're in the Lake Jackson, Angleton area, make sure you stop by. Gulf Coast Chevy is having their 6th annual classic car show. Lots of fun out here. Food trucks, lots of vendors out here, so make sure you stop by. Even if we're not on the air, we're off at 1:30 for A&M football, but the party out here will be going much longer. I think I just realized there might be a conspiracy afoot, Sean. You and I, yes. Both avid Longhorn fans, and Andrew pointed out as we were coming back, it's like, oh, it was Michael Connor was voicing, or not Michael Connor, I did it again. Michael Carroll, hashtag the real MC, had to voice our rejoins here today. Spencer Tillman didn't voice it. Where did Spencer Tillman go to college, Sean?
Let me look up Wikipedia, because I think he went there before my parents were in college. I believe he went to one University of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Interesting.
Can't show his face.
Yeah, he can't. He can't voice the rejoins for a show with 2/3 Longhorn fans. Can't. Yes, thank you for the music in the background, Johnny. It's appropriate. I think there's a conspiracy here. Yeah. Look, I don't have my tinfoil hat on, but I think Spencer Tillman boycotted doing the rejoin voiceover work for today's show.
His silence is deafening.
Silence,
I'll just say that.
100%. What is not deafening is Mount Rushmore Plus One. Gulf Coast Chevy is about to get their first experience here of Mount Rushmore Plus One, the groundbreaking segment, changing forever the landscape of sports talk radio. Andrew, your Mount Rushmore Plus One is?
So I was initially going to do things dumber than driving to the wrong airport to go on vacation, which I unfortunately did last Friday or last Thursday. But you know what? Time has passed, and lots of things happen over the course of a week and a half.
The wounds have not healed.
I still feel a great amount of embarrassment from those events.
But your next play mentality.
But look, we got to move forward. Yeah. You can't look back.
Onward and upward.
I would like to be topical with my Mount Rushmore Plus Ones. So my Mount Rushmore Plus One this week is things that are able to hold their attention better than a Longhorn trying to host a show during the Red River Shootout /rivalry/showdown.
This guy over here, just full. He's not a wrestling fan, but he's going full heel on me. All right.
So
it's a long title.
You want some Boomer Sooner music to do your segment?
Belmer?
No, it's okay, John. I won't. Look, their team is already down at halftime. I don't want to put them through.
You
even
work
more
Johnny
misery.
Two jobs. You're about to be Johnny No Jobs if you keep this stick up.
Down three.
So. Number one in my Mount Rushmore Plus One, with the title that is far too long for me to say it again.
It's taking up most of the segment, just the title.
A fruit fly in the produce section is able to hold its attention better than a Longhorn fan trying to host a sports show.
Seems like an insult.
An elementary school student reading a textbook is able to hold their attention better than a Longhorn fan trying to host a sports show.
You just hate children.
Some kids like me were gifted from a young age. That's why I was able to go to the University of Texas. Continue with your list.
Young Andrew, when he forgot to take his Adderall, held his attention better than Longhorn fans trying to host a sports show during the Texas OU game.
That's probably fair.
The talking dog in Up is able to hold its attention better than a Longhorn fan trying to host a sports show during the Red River Shootout. And then last but not least,
Josh, for calling the shootout, by the way,
trying to decide which woman to approach as he walks down South Beach, is able to hold his attention better.
No, wait, where did you say he was walking down?
South Beach.
Okay, see, Sean and I were joking about the show, how Josh finds a way at every Mount Rushmore Plus One to work in the spice aisle at a grocery store. So I was hoping you were going to say approaching women in the spice aisle at the grocery store.
That one I don't take as an insult.
No, you're 100% right.
He's laser focused.
He's laser focused in the spice aisle. But I'm just saying there's so much to choose from
target
when he's down on South Beach.
Yeah,
you know, it's
target
difficult.
Rich environment,
it's difficult.
For sure. All right. I guess I'm going to follow the Sean, if you don't mind, I'm going to go second here because I'm going to kind of follow the theme here. It's It is Oklahoma rated topical. Reasons Oklahoma sucks. My Mount Rushmore plus one of reasons why Oklahoma, the state itself, sucks.
I feel like I'll like this one more than the
first one, tornadoes. I mean, like, tornadoes. Why would you want to live in a state with, like, tornadoes, like, every other day? I mean, it's the plot point to movies about how many tornadoes they have. I just can't imagine deciding to live in a place where you could just get swept away by the wind at any given moment with no warning. At least here with hurricanes, we got a week's heads up. I mean, tornadoes could happen in seconds.
Yeah, with the Grapes of Wrath, they really made an entire book and then an entire movie based off of leaving Oklahoma.
Yes, exactly. If you're still living there, and got relatives living there,
great novel, by the way, Sean. But, great pick out.
John Steinbeck, shout out.
One of the best.
I wasn't expecting a John Steinbeck shout out today.
If you're in your car, well, not if you're in a car right now. If you're at home in a safe environment, take a shot because John Steinbeck just got a mention.
Sean Mapes saying take shots in your car.
I specifically said don't do that.
All right, number two on my Mount Rushmore plus one of the reasons why Oklahoma sucks. Their state vegetable, and I put this in air quotes. I found this out today with a Google search. No, it's a watermelon. That's not a vegetable. That is a fruit. Oklahoma, what are we doing? That's not a fruit. Their state vegetable is a watermelon. Sean, you want to take a guess what their state drink is?
Diet Coke.
It actually is a drink, at least. At least they got that part. It's milk. It's like the blandest possible thing.
So you're telling me there's white people that live there?
yeah, over under a lot. Yeah, they have a lot of white people. Andrew, you had a follow up?
No, I'm just saying watermelons are part of the gourd family, so they're technically vegetables.
No, come on, it's a fruit.
They're related to squashes.
It's a fruit.
Cucumbers.
It has seeds.
Pumpkins.
It's a fruit. If it has seeds, it's a fruit.
I'm
all
just
right.
impressed that it's green, and so they're able to
and not a fried Twinkie. Yeah. All right, number three in the reasons why Oklahoma sucks: dust storms. It's kind of related to tornadoes. It's tornado adjacent. One hand washes the other, but any place in Lubbock, Texas can be included this in well. But any place you could go to where dust storms are a threat, I don't want to actually ever be there.
Yeah.
Number four, and this is a shout out to anyone who's ever watched Food Network on the weekends, Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman, her voice annoys me. She buries all her family members out on her property. It's weird. They've got a whole section of their website talking about the burial ground for all their family members that are buried on their property. Ree Drummond of the pioneer woman, get body. Get out of here. So, I think I just broke Sean.
She buries her.
She does. Like it's on the website. Look it up.
She's John Wayne Gacy.
The clown. I don't know if she's a serial killer, but
it sounds like she's.
It's serial killer adjacent. How about that?
I'll just say she's had the same ideas that several serial killers have also
had. She absolutely has. And my last reason Oklahoma sucks is my Mount Rushmore plus one. The nickname Big Game Bob for Bob Stoops. Just look up the record. You can't lose to Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl and still be Big Game Bob.
No,
give it up.
No team has more losses in both BCS and New Year's Six Bowl games.
Oh, but congratulations, Oklahoma, on your 2010 Fiesta Bowl win over Connecticut. Congratulations.
Yeah, hey.
All right.
They'll still sing songs about that.
Sean, your Mount Rushmore plus one.
My Mount Rushmore plus one. Two very good, very topical Mount Rushmore's plus one.
I'm feeling like yours is not going to be as topical.
Mount Rushmore plus one, a cereal mascots.
I like it.
This is a Sean Mapes wheelhouse pick right here. No offense, Andrew. Coming up. Leading off, we'll have the Cookie Crisp Wolf. Guy.
Now, are you
loved cookies in milk?
Is this like coolness or like how big of a threat they would be, like in a fight? Like how are you choosing these
icons?
Icons. Okay.
They're,
all right.
They're the
icons. Iconic.
They're,
all right.
Like
the Michael Jordans of their cereal.
Yes, like the actual Mount Rushmore. I mean,
okay,
there's no actual qualifications to be on Mount Rushmore.
No,
Teddy Roosevelt was just the friend of the guy who made it.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is what I'm going with. And the George Washington of my Mount Rushmore plus one is the Cookie Crisp Wolf.
Fair. All right.
One of the best cereal mascots that goes insane with how good the cereal is. It's one of the rare ones. Or it's a stack field, but he's the best. Number two, Toucan Sam. Just classic, regal toucan. probably the reason most Americans know that toucans are a real bird is because of Toucan Sam. And so he's very educational and a strong, really someone that any bird or bird lover out there can look up to. Toucan Sam, number two.
He's a role model.
He is a role model. Another role model, another icon, Tony the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Tony the Tiger.
He's, I don't know if you've heard this,
Abraham
Sean.
Lincoln
he's great. He's great. Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
he's actually so great that he has a bowl game named after him. There is a bowl game. It is not the Frosted Flakes Bowl.
It's the Tony the Tiger Bowl.
It's the Tony the Tiger Bowl.
Damn straight.
He has honestly ascended the cereal.
He's bigger than the brand.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He is the Taylor Swift to Frosted Flakes' NFL.
So which NFL player will he then elevate because he's related or in a relationship with Tony the Tiger? That's it up next on the bullpen.
Yeah, that's up next.
Yeah.
Where I'm fourth. this is maybe a little bit controversial because
he is
seasonal. Count Chocula.
Count Chocula is seasonal to you?
I mean, he's Halloween themed.
He's
spooky.
He's spooky. I get it.
You see more of him around.
Okay, that's
Halloween.
Fair. I mean, I wouldn't mind a bowl of that in February.
No. I mean, chocolate tastes good no matter what time.
Vampires
of the year.
Are always in season.
Never had that cereal, by the way.
You've never had Count Chocula?
Yeah. Hold on. Does that surprise you? This is Andrew.
A little bit. I mean, never just got a...
Never found its way into my family's pantry.
No.
Never.
Now, were your mom
and
dad health class as well?
Milk
and, my mom was a pediatrician, so she raised me in a certain way.
But I had Frosted Flakes.
There was a little bit of judgment in that, too.
I had Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms at various points growing up.
Okay, all right.
Lucky the leprechaun, not on the list.
Get bodied.
Get bent. Irish stereotype machine. Borderline racist.
I felt like that was you coming to the defense of Paul Gallant there a little bit.
I'm also half Irish. Last up, and this one really is kind of the reason that got me thinking about this Mount Rushmore plus one.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple Jacks, cinnamon and apple. I couldn't pick between the cinnamon and the apple. And much like Apple Jacks, the actual cereal, what really works best is their union together.
100%.
That is the best part of not just their cereal, but also the mascots. Cinnamon, apple, also a little bit of Jamaican stereotypes, but we'll kind of look the other way on that one.
Glad Josh isn't on for that one. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of Mount Rushmore would it be if it's not vaguely problematic, like the real Mount Rushmore?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned unity, because if there's one thing the bullpen is about, if there's one thing Gulf Coast Chevy is about, it's about unity.
True.
Make sure you come out to the 6th annual Classic Car Show here at Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton, Lake Jackson area as well, not too far away, right off of Highway 288, exit Highway 35. It's right off the freeway. You can't miss it. We'll be here for one more segment. Aggies football is coming up here. At 2:30, kickoff. Their pregame starts at 1:30 for their home game against Alabama. See if they could copy Texas and pull off the upset of the Alabama Crimson Tide here in a little bit. Coming up next in the bullpen, one segment. Usually we finish with our loves and our hates, but there's so much Astros and Texans conversation. And the lineup is out. We talk about that next on the bullpen. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
Don't miss Astros playoff baseball.
It is gone!
Live today on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. It's the bullpen. Now back to the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5, the final segment of the bullpen route here in Angleton, Lake Jackson area as well. If you're in the area, come by and see their 6th annual Classic Car Show. We're off after this next segment, 1:30, the Aggies pregame show. We'll start before their game at Alabama, but the Classic Car Show here at Gulf Coast Chevy will keep going on beyond that, so make sure you come out and say hello to the people out here. Look at these really awesome cars. So, while we were doing Mount Rushmore plus one, actually a little bit before, but Sean and I were distracted by the Longhorns game, the Astros lineup is out. And even though Justin Verlander is not or is on the mound, Andrew, his personal center fielder is not in the game. It is Chaz McCormick playing center field and hitting sixth. Seventh. I guess that's seventh. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do math and look at the same time while this car is driving by. Surprise? Well, I'll wait for the motor rev. Yeah, I can't talk over that motor rev. That's really cool cars, again, here at the Classic Car Show, Gulf Coast Chevy. But I think we are all probably a little surprised, even though this is what Dusty did last year once the postseason started. Chaz was in the lineup every day. But thoughts on Chaz being the center fielder? Hopefully this means he's going to stick to it the entire postseason. But no Dubon, and Dusty's playing the guy we want him to play.
I'm only surprised because of the fact that Mauricio Dubon has actually played exceptionally well down the stretch in the regular season. And if there was ever a time for Dusty to say, hey, you know what? I love playing you. I love putting you out there when Justin Verlander's on the mound. And there was a time at which Mauricio Dubon had legitimately earned it through merit with his play on the field. Now would have been that time, right? So if Dusty's not playing Mauricio Dubon in this situation right now, I think that tells you Chaz McCormick is going to be your everyday center fielder throughout the entirety of however long this postseason run ends up going.
Sean, I mean, I'm looking through the lineup. I don't see – I mean, other than we would want – Yonder Diaz in the lineup instead of Martin Maldonado. But I think we've all waved the white flag on that one. We know it's not going to happen. Maybe Diaz will get in the lineup as a DH if Brantley needs a day off. But your lineup looks like Altuve hitting first, then Bregman, Yordan, Kyle Tucker, Jose Abreu, who, by the way, got to 90 RBIs. So apologies to GM Jeff Bagwell. No. Shout out to Not Santa on Twitter for that one. Michael Brant, again, Jose Abreu, then Michael Brantley, Chaz McCormick, Jeremy Pena, Martin Maldonado, of course, hitting ninth. I mean, that's – I'll say that we started the show saying that this was basically a must-win game because the Twins will have the pitching advantages in Game 2 and 3. If you put this lineup out and can't hit the Twins' worst of their three starting pitchers going into the series, or at least the first three games of the series, I mean, you don't deserve to win the series.
Yeah, exactly. And my thoughts on the lineup is that this is kind of what we saw last year from Dusty, where we have the, you know, daily what's wrong with Dusty's lineup?
Shout out
to Jeremy Branham all season long. And then once the playoffs come, it's kind of the not messing around crew. It is like the actual lineup that is as optimized as you would hope it would be, save for Yiner Diaz. But again, he's kind of an exception, the Yiner Diaz. Martin Maldonado actually has batted a little bit better.
Don't do this, Sean.
He hits lefties.
Can you tell how high my voice is and how much I need it?
He hit 180 against lefties. Only 150 against righties.
Yeah, but this Dusty really does kind of hone it in the play. He stops with a little bit of the shenanigans. You don't get a personal center fielder if you're Justin Verlander.
Unless Brantley needs a day off, like, this is the lineup. Are you confident that Dusty's done, like, mixing and matching?
Yeah, for the most part. Maybe a Yiner or a Mauricio Dubon would probably be the only other two guys that I could see starting on a Astros playoff game.
Yeah, my guess would be that depending on who is pitching, especially what hand they're pitching with, you might see Yiner out there versus Michael Brantley. But outside of that, I think this is probably going to be relatively consistent as the Astros lineup. I know that Yiner was expected or was slated to start until Bailey Ober was thrown in as the starter for the Twins, and now Dusty made the change because he believes that Brantley's matchup is a little bit better there. So there's going to be a little bit of mixing and matching from a matchup standpoint, depending who's on the mound. But I fully anticipate this to be the lineup that we see, or something very close this to being the lineup we see every time the Astros run out there in the postseason.
The difficulty, and I don't mind in theory a platoon essentially with Brantley and Diaz, but the problem with that is both of them hit lefties worse. So I don't know how you do the platoon when both guys hit lefties worse. But Dusty will be able to figure out how that makes that how that fits together and puts all those pieces together like he did last year, seemingly pushing every correct button. So one thing we haven't talked about with this series is Carlos Correa's return. He apparently said in his press conference that he hadn't talked to any of his Astros teammates before the series. He said they'll talk afterwards, but right now there's something more important going on. Obviously we want the Astros to win regardless. It wouldn't matter who the opponent is. But with Carlos Correa coming in and being as a part of the team that was the executioner for the worst season in Astros history since 2017. Would that make it feel any worse for you guys, or is that ancient history and not something you're really concerned about?
It adds a certain spice to the matchup where I feel like I do take the Twins like I don't know, 10% more seriously?
Because I feel like that, too.
The mound visits, man.
Yeah,
you can't account for that.
It's so weird. I feel 100% agree. Like, if Carlos Correa never played on the Twins, I would be completely dismissive. Yeah. I would have joined Johnny in the 3-0 sweep. But there feels like a little part of me that I'm just giving the Twins a boost because Carlos Correa is on there.
Even if it is, like, literally the same exact numbers, yes. It is just a different person in the jersey and a different name on the back of the jersey. I feel like that... that would have me feeling a little bit better. But Carlos Correa, I mean, we have all this stuff about, like, does he get a standing ovation his first at bat, whatever.
And Hell no.
Yeah, and Carlos Correa gets up on the stage and actually says in the press conference, listen, we'll be friends after the series is over.
He's got the right mindset.
That is the right mindset to have. I'm a little worried with the mindset that Astros fans have. I don't think they still have that dog in them. I don't think they're still hungry. If there's even a question, I'm not saying you have to
fire them up, Sean.
I'm not saying you have to boo them. I'm not saying you have to like be overly aggressive towards them. He is still an Astros playoff opponent.
Can we get an FU Carlos chant started?
Can we get that going? Don't want to get him too mad. But, yeah, I think the Carlos Correa aspect of it, it won't make it feel any better probably if the Twins do knock out the Astros. I feel like it would sting just about as much. But it is it definitely is an element that, like, you actually can't ignore, at least as a fan looking ahead to the series.
There's no way Astros fans aren't a little more nervous if Carlos Correa is up in a big spot versus anybody else in their lineup.
Because you've seen him do it.
You've seen him do it.
There's several plays. There's, like, what, probably five iconic
Carlos Correa. Yeah, when he puts the finger to the hands to the ear, like the Hulk Hogan, the pointing at the time. Yeah,
yeah. There's double plays. There's clutch home runs, not just in 2019 and 2021.
Had one against the Royals.
In 2020, 2015. Yeah. So there's just so many moments, with so much history with this guy that you can't ignore it.
Quickly, we've just got a minute or so here left. The Aggies are up next here on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Andrew, the Aggies pull off the upset against Alabama today at Kyle Field. Do you believe that they can get the job done today?
I do not. I won't say no shot because it's college football and almost anything can happen, as we're seeing in the Red River Shootout right now.
Shut up, Andrew.
But I don't give the Aggies much of a shot today.
I disagree. I think they have a very good shot. I kind of expect them to win with the strength of this Texas A&M team being the defensive line and that front seven. And then you look at what Alabama has. They cannot throw the football. They are going to be a run team. They only ran it. I think they ran.
They've at least figured out who their quarterback is, though.
Yes, a guy who doesn't
can
only run. Yeah, they threw it 12 times against Mississippi State last week.
Is he coach? Are they coached by Arthur Smith?
They might be. Maybe next year.
I mean, Anthony Richardson, I believe, only threw 11 times against the Rams in the NFL. And that game went to overtime before Matthew Stafford won it on a touchdown pass to Puka Nacua. So, I mean, look, if a guy's got a special power, use it.
I'm just saying a game in the trenches favored the Aggies. Give me the Aggs.
All right. You got a score?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew's finishing with the horns down. All right.
That's very
on
nice.
That sour note, Andrew Carlson just being a terrible person. We got to get out of here. Gulf Coast Chevy and Angleton, come out and see their 6th annual Classic Car Show. Bullpen will be back next week. Thank you, Houston. Go Astros.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.